It'd be about that long, that bloom.
About a yard long?
About that long, yeah. And half of that teal growing on it, about that big around. There don't be a thing on that. But from halfway back up here to the stalk, that's a big old flower. About that big around.
Uh-huh.
And every time one of them open, them bananas come around that stem, right on back up to the stalk.
Uh-huh. It'd be just like it's in your bomb, you know, your bomb on the, you know, on the string, on that stem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they see with about half of that long tail there, ain't nothing on that.
Uh-huh.
But from there on back up to the tree, bananas come on that thing.
Hmm.
You cut it and hang it up by that tail if you want and let them dry.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. But they don't bear now. They don't want why they quit bearing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we used to have them here every year.
What kind of tree did George Washington chop down?
Grew what?
What kind of tree did George Washington chop down?
Mm-hmm. Sycamore tree.
Okay. And, you know what? Do you have a sumac or shumac around here?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's a little old. I don't know if I can tell you what it is or no, but it's got a sour berry on it.
Mm-hmm.
Green pods like wild grapes.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama used to do, all the folks used to feed that to the children.
Why would they feed it to the children?
Keep on going up the bed.
Hmm. what kind of bush did you call that?
Wild grape.
Uh-huh. You never heard that called sue or shoot?
Huh?
Shumac or sumac?
No, that go on a little tree. Tall little tree, taller than that doe, yeah. And they come on that thing on little pods.
Uh-huh.
Like grape. You seen them grapes on them vines?
Uh-huh.
They grow like that, but they be little old.
They kind of fertile, the little berries.
Mm-hmm. But they're sour.
Mm-hmm. What did you call that tree again?
What, the shoemaker tree?
Yeah. I just wanted you to say that.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of berries might you have? Say, the red...
Blackberries.
Okay, what about the red berries you might make shortcake out of?
Pineapple, what about strawberries?
Okay. And a red and black... Some berries are... Berries that have a rough surface, and some of them are red, and some of them are black.
That must be blackberry.
Do you ever hear raz?
Mm, yeah, right, baby, but I ain't seen none grow.
And say, if you were walking through the woods and you saw some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you might tell someone, you better be careful, those berries might be.
Poison.
And, what kind of...
It's all out.
No, it's not out yet. What kind of plants or bushes will make your skin break out if you touch it?
It's poison over ivy.
Huh?
Poison ivy.
What does that look like?
Oh, it grows like a grapevine.
Uh-huh.
But if you touch it, I can touch it. It just break out all over my hand.
Anything else like that that'll do that to you?
No. But that thing is, I can just go out there and touch it inside my hand. That thing will break out all over the back of my hand.
Mm-hmm. You have a mountain laurel or... rhododendron or spoonwood around here?
Come on.
Mountain laurel or... What about a tall tree that's got big white flowers on it and long shiny leaves?
That's so. What did that thing I give Mr. Markham in?
Shit, you
Is that called
Magnolia.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Magnolia.
Okay. And say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, I have to ask.
My husband.
And he'd say, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways of they'd use to refer to each other?
Well, I was just joking. I didn't mean no harm or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And a woman whose husband is dead is called a...
Widow.
Huh?
What you say?
A woman whose husband's dead is a
widow.
Okay. And the man whose son you are is your
stepson.
Yeah.
Grandson.
Or the man whose son you are is your. You're his son, and he's your
father.